Hey world, welcome back to my part two from my New Year's episode. I'd be so rude, I'd definitely be introducing myself. But this is your girl Joanna, and I'm recording later tonight. It's like almost midnight. But I promise y'all part two, so let's get into it. I noticed on the last episode, like, when I record, I don't listen to recording. So I just record and upload. I know that's so terrible. I don't like the sound when I'm like, it sounds like I'm smacking or popping my lips. Especially after I say like several times. It's so annoying. I really cannot stand it. But anywho, I hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week. It feels good to be back home. I'm jump started back into work. It was hella busy today though. Men online, completing work tasks. I just know, and I'm working on like two different projects now. These next few months, but I just know like pounding the pavement, but I'm definitely taking me some leave in between. But yeah, work's going good. I'm happy to start like a new year in my current role. I just did like my perform eval for last year, and your girl is feeling confident. Like, I feel like I grown within the first year, and now I just want to elevate, execute, you know, exceed expectations more so with myself, within my career, because I like the work that I do, you know. You gotta put this master's degree to work now, and it's right up the alley that I wanted to be in. So that's that. Checking in on family, checking in on my mentor to make sure he's okay following the tragic death of his wife. And like I talked to him earlier today, and it sounds like he's doing, you know, death is always hard, but it sounded like he was in like better spirits compared to last week. And I'm just gonna continue to keep in my prayers. He wants me to come back into town next month to do some networking with some folks who supported me during my college years, and I think that would be a great idea. You know, I'm not just gonna turn down someone who has supported me and, you know, advocated for me throughout my college education. So yeah, that is in the works, so we'll see. But yeah, like work, family ties. I need to get out. I have not been outside all week. Well, except for coming back home. But yeah, I need to get some sunshine. Like, it's been sunny. I have the windows open throughout the day. But, like, it's just been so cold to go outside. Like, I migrated from New York for a reason because I do not like the cold weather. But, like, the cold weather has been hitting here. Like, it's been windy. Like, at night, it's been, like, in the low 30s. Excuse me, I had to swallow again. If it was up to me, like, I told you I prefer warmth. And like, if I was like continue to live in the United States and it was my choice, I would be somewhere in Arizona, but they get tornadoes. Or California, but they get earthquakes, mudslides. The Caribbean, I'm used to hurricanes. Like, I'm from Bayou, and I can deal with the hurricane weather. Cause it will feel cool though. It won't be stormy, but like, you know, it won't be too cold. Yeah, if it was up to me, I'd definitely be living on somebody's island for sure. Okay, because I just, like, when all the ladies were talking about, like, oh, they're, like, doing a trek and, like, have a trip planned to, like, go to the mountains and, like, or, like, their city is, like, finally getting snow this weekend. I'm like, are you excited about that? Snow is cute to look at, but trust me, it is not fun to walk through. I'm telling y'all from my experiences in New York. Talk about the biggest attitude. I'm telling you. But yeah, I need to go out. I need to go get groceries. I need to go get some household supplies so I can continue deep cleaning my place and, like, just starting the year off right, you know. Sacred space, make sure it's clean, just sets the tone. But yeah, I'm gonna be doing that this weekend. But enough about that. So I'm trying to do things a little different, because, like, the purpose of this podcast was originally so I can communicate to my pen pal, who I just, like, read, like, connected, like, on a deeper level with. But, like, we kind of had halted a little bit a couple of months ago just because of communication. And now, like, we're, like, getting into the groove, being back on gracious. So, like, towards the end of the year, I decided I want to, like, you know, if I'm going to, like, change my experience from now with slowly, I want to make sure I'm invested in, like, keep my connections going. So slowly has this, like, little, what's it called? The setting where you can, if you're open to, like, receiving a new pen pal, they have different settings. Like, you can, like, discover people by their profiles or looking at their IDs or auto matching, which I have usually have done in the past. Like, you'll get, like, three random profiles that match for you to you, and then they'll send you a letter or you'll send them a letter. Boom. But now they have this little feature where you can write your own open letter, like, it's published like a book, and anybody can respond to it. So I just took that little brave step, and I'm laughing because I'm on the app right now, and I legit have three more letters arriving soon. But ever since I published this letter, my slowly has been writing this week, and I'm here for it. Like, I don't know, like, I've been getting letters from all over, and usually I have defaulted. That's kind of tight. But usually I have defaulted my settings to, like, black and brown countries. I'm sorry, that's terrible. But, like, countries, like, that take the pride in, you know, having black and brown communities. Maybe South America, the Caribbean, the whole continent, Africa, you know. I just intentionally want to, like, experience more connections from black and brown people globally. So that's what I have done. But when you publish your open letter, which ain't no default, you're, like, everybody's writing you. So, like, you know, I have had tons of letters coming, and, like, I have been receiving letters from Gambia. Like, I never received a letter from Gambia. I'm like, okay, this is, and I matched with this person on Tuesday, and I'm responding. Benin, I think that's on the West. I think that's in West Africa. But his letter was so thoughtful. I was so intrigued. I was very well written, first of all. And then he was just like, explaining, like, you know, the rest of his country, how it goes to Nigeria, what he does, you know, where he got his education at. Girl, it was like a goddamn LinkedIn profile. But it was so thoughtful. So I'm looking forward to writing him back. I just haven't had the time to write. Like yesterday, I responded to 3 people. The day before, I responded to 2. Tonight, I'm going to respond to 4. And then tomorrow, I'm going to respond to 5. But it's like, damn, I can't give up. Like, but I like the fact that I have had, you know, new people write me. I had somebody from Kenya. His letter was thoughtful, too. I'm loving it. I'm here for the thoughtfulness. Like, he responded saying that, like, my profile seems like I have lived a great life. Well, it ain't been so damn great. But I am proud of my accomplishments. Like, I'm not gonna hold you. Like, when I look back on, like, where I came from, my humble beginnings to where I am now, like, okay, but you did that. Like, we had some struggles, and we still struggling, you know, low-key. But, like, God is with me, and, you know, I'm gonna continue to persevere and aim for my goals. Like, I would just like tell my mentor, like, we're about to go back and get another degree because I'm bored. Because, you know, Black women out here are the most educated. Don't sleep on us. But I like this letter too. And he wrote me from Kenya. And it, like, I got a letter from Tajikistan. I don't know, it kind of rhymes with Pakistan. Things in Asia. And she was a woman. And, like, I'm excited for women to write me because most of the letters I have gotten in the past were from men. And either they were, like, organic and, like, they wanted to progress, like, on a platonic level, or they was just like, yo, I'm trying to, like, hook up. Like, why are you getting on this app to hook up? Like, are you serious? Like, are you dead ass? Why are you getting on this app to hook up? Like, if you want to hook up, go on Tinder, go on a Bumble, go on. And I've not been on none of these apps since the start of the pandemic, which was early 2020. Like, your girl, like, don't get on dating apps. You're so gross. So trash. I met a lot of waste men. And they know who they are. I met a lot of waste men through online dating apps. And it's just, I'd rather just meet someone either in person or like one of my pen pals is like, I want somebody to write me a love letter and just tell me that they love me for me. They want to get to know me for me. I think I love love. But anywho, of course, like, my most, I received letter. His letter had me crying earlier, like, in a good way. Mostly because I was laughing. But I heard back from him, and I'm just curious, like, why start the letter off, like, with this imagery of, I don't know, I thought it was, like, it's quirky. I like it. But he started the letter off like he's ready to be, like, he's like a pilot, like he's like up in the aircraft and he's like navigating the plane. And then, like, you know how they get on the intercom as a flight attendant, like, oh, like, we're up in the air at certain feet. And then when you know, like, it's about to, like, descend to land, oh, pack up your tray table, buckle your seatbelt, make sure no trash is around you, we're about to land, you know, shit like that. And I won't tell you, like, what he says, but it was so hilarious. Like, when I tell you, like, I like this, I like somebody that can, like, make me laugh. But really, from his letter, he just like informed me about, like, some, like, off-air topics, but, like, discussing, like, the funeral that I went to. We'll see how I'm coping as well, my family. He mentioned, like, I'm not gonna say that, but he mentioned about, like, decorating his apartment, but he's, like, broke. And I can resonate that because times are hard. It's so expensive to, like, live or exist nowadays. Like, I feel that. Like, I really feel that. Like, if somebody was like, you know, I'll pay it off for you. Come do it. Oh, you need something? Here's the money for it. Come bless me. Because it's always been like, why is groceries? Why am I going to grocery and I'm spending, like, I get three items and I'm basically spending, like, $50. Or if I'm going to, like, eat out, I'm damn near, like, paying $100. Or if I'm taking an Uber, it's damn near $40. If I want to, like, hop on a flight, it's damn near $200 and above. Not even round trip. That's just one way. I'm really sick of inflation and capitalism. Like, there's just so much. But I definitely resonate with that. And, like, we praying that our lot increases our finances all 2024. Because that's what I need. I need more money. So when you talk about that, we talk about, like, I like interior designing. I like, you know, decor and apartments. I really like homes. Like, when I used to live in New York, I used to just take random walks at night, mostly in, like, the summer times, because that's the best time to do it. But I used to, like, love just taking random walks on different blocks. I just, like, not actually going up to the person's apartments to peek through their window, but, like, when people had their windows open, I used to love just to get glimpses of, like, how they would style their living room or a bedroom. Hallway. Like, I love that. Like, maybe I went to school. Maybe I could, like, pursue that later in life. But, like, I love when people, like I like to, like, just see how you come up with designing your home. Like, the story behind it. Or what are you trying to portray with, like, selecting this piece of furniture? Or, like, you know, this artwork, you know, like, these, like, certain, like, dish bowls, mirrors, lamps, why is this, like, in your home? Like, I really love that. So, if the world was going to end, I definitely want to be, like, a homemaker. Or, like, no, what's the prompt they said? Like, if the world's going in and you would, like, have to, like, ride for the revolution, like, who would you be during the revolution? I would definitely be, like, a librarian, because knowledge is power. Or, like, I would be, like, let me help you build this, architect. But, like, for interior, if that makes sense. Keeping the home real cozy, in style, vibrant. Because we love vibrancy. Like, man, I'm telling you, vibrant colors, warm colors, it just makes me happy. It's glowy. But yeah, we like talk about that, decorating apartments, homes. He shared some more ideas. I know I need to stop asking for podcast topics. I just, like, when we stop our communication, I didn't go back to, like, review the list. I know that was kind of petty, but I was just like, if I'm gonna hear back from this person, like, why be motivated to, like, go back and, like, to record and go through a list of ideas if, like, I know that in my head, I was thinking, like, he's not gonna listen. They're not gonna listen, so why record? But I have jotted down some new ideas that I wanna, like, go through each week. I'm not going to share with him, but just know that, like, each week is just going to be something different, something fresh. And based on my mood of how I'm feeling and what I have, like, seen or been involved in that week. We talk about music. So let me tell y'all, I've been getting ready for Nyjah. I've been getting ready for Burna Boy to come to the city. He blessing us in March. I'm so excited. When I tell you I'm excited, because I really love Burna Boy. That man. I'm so excited. Like, I've been listening to his set playlist on Spotify every day. I know the neighbors are tired of me singing his shit. But off the recent album, I told them, I'm really loving If I'm Lying. And then what's my other song? They Play? Oh my God. My hits, okay? Because I'm going to be up in there grooving. Like, I've already, like, been on my Pinterest board trying to, like, craft ideas for my wardrobe. I'm about to give me, like some inches. I really want to be cute for Burna Boy concert. Like, I, like, got this afro fusion expire, like, color palette in my head, like, for my nails, like, and then, like, I'm bringing my mini camera out so I can get some cute little Polaroid flicks. So, yeah, like, I don't even post on my social media. Like, it's been, like, 2-3 years since I posted on, like, social media like that. I need to, like, activate my accounts, but, like, it's that serious. Like, I'm super excited. Like, jewelry, like, I think I'm going with silver. And I don't even wear silver like that. I'm a gold kind of girl. I'm not really into, like, diamonds like that. But gold is my favorite. It was my mother's favorite. So, of course, like, I'm going to wear gold. But I'm so excited. Like, I mentioned Burna Boy because my grandpa mentioned, can you stop adding Burna Boy to the playlist that I create for him? And I would never stop adding Burna Boy. Like, Burna Boy just feeds my soul. Like, I just get a good groove. Him, Tim's. Like, Tim is such a baddie. Like, body type. Like, it's either her and Megan Thee Stallion when I'm in the gym or working out. When I think of, like, yes, I want to be curvy. We can keep a little pudgy because, like, men in the past never had a problem with the pudge, okay? But, like, as long as I keep it toned and keep it, like, fit, you know? It looks good on the outside. Oh, my God. So when I, like, be like, oh, no, girl, we can't slack. We got to throw away the junk food and stuff. I'm thinking of Tim's. I'm thinking of Megan Thee Stallion. Because I'm like, yes, and they are some stallions. Like, super baddies. But I'm so amazed. I'm going to stop adding Burna Boy to the playlist. Like, why would I do that? Like, I enjoy Burna Boy music. I feel like he should enjoy Burna Boy music as much as I should, too. No, I know it'd be, like, irking the shit out of him. Because I'd be like, yo, like, I love Burna Boy. And I'm so excited. Okay, so on TikTok, I've been seeing so many people go to Detty December. And, like, I was recently watching this girl blog. Like, she's Indian. And her name is, her profile name is, like, Shari Sin. And, like, she was, like, blogging her experience in Ghana. I want to go to Ghana so bad. But, like, she had me crying. Because, like, it was, like, one point in the blog, like, when they were, like, going out. Or like, because it's, like, different in America. Like, Ghana partaking in, like, parties or social scene, like, I guess they started at like 1 a.m. and like it don't stop until like 7, 8, 9, 10, opposed to like in America, like clubs shut down like 4 or 5 p.m. It kind of like Ghana kind of operates like how it was like in Barcelona. Like, that shit was so much fun. Like, I tell you, I read the party outside of the States than in, but I guess, like, it was, like, 1 point, like, 2 days, like, they went out, and, like, her girlfriends were getting ready to, like, leave, and, like, she kept getting stopped. Like, each night, she would get stopped by a security guard or police officer, and he like was like, why did you like, okay, on the first night he stopped her, he got her number, and I'm like, girl, you good? Because I would not be giving none of these men my number. Like, you can look, you can admire, but like, I'm not taking you home with me. Like, my body is my body. No, I understand, like, if you want to like just fraternize or like see if they want to like get you into like parties or free meals, free tickets, free drinks, girl, do you. But the second night came, like, I forgot, like, it was either day three or day four. She saw this the police officer again, and he came up to her window like, why didn't you text me? At that point, I would have been like dodging him. Like, what? Like, why are you obsessed with me texting you? Like, please, you're a police officer and you're all up in my blog. Like, stop it. But like the girls, the blogs who I've been watching, like the men's been putting on too. Like, it's mostly I'm watching like Americans that like go to Detty December in Ghana. But like the girls been like showing how like they've been throwing that shit on and they look so good in their outfits. But I, like I said, that is like a goal of mine when I hit 30, like to experience like Accra and go to Ghana and I don't know, like even check out a village there, some villages there. Go to the market. Like the girl was describing like how, like when you shop, she was like, why are they holding those like baskets on their heads? But she explained that the purpose of like maybe a guy carrying the basket on their head or like a lady, they'll hold all your items in the basket until you're done shopping and then you can get them. So I was like, that's really cool. Because if I'm about to spend some money, I'm going to need some help. Like, I like that. But anywho, that's the basis of his letter. But before I end, I want to talk about continue on with the rest of the letters that I'm receiving. And I'm excited because, like I said, I've been receiving a lot of letters, being that I post that open letter. And I wonder if not, like, I wonder if Ofe was going to, like, feel some kind of way that I posted an open letter. He should be fine. But anywho, like, I'm receiving a few new letters from France, Sweden. Girl, I can't pronounce this one. Mozambique. Oh my God, I need to go back to class. I have a few letters that come from Nigeria already. But this one letter that I really like was from Hong Kong. And she was so sweet. Like, she shared that she was learning English, like studying for an English benchmark for teachers to teach in Hong Kong. So she's like learning English there. And she said she felt so overwhelmed. But when she wrote me, she was like, girl, I could not help from writing you a letter because you seem so charming and you seem so down to earth. Because I am like that. I don't think I'm charming, but you know, kind of slick with them up. But I feel like I am like down to earth. And I really enjoy writing letters. Like, I don't know, this is like my happy outlet when I get to connect with somebody and I get to understand who they are. Like, and I kind of like the mode that like we're not like swiping like pictures or photos off bat. It's just like, you know, invisibility. And like I get to like imagine like who they are in my head based off their letters compared to like, oh, I'm getting on social media, I see their pictures right away and I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. But I wanted to share that, like, I'm really excited for more letters to come in because, like I said, I want to be more dedicated with just like continue to create more connections on slowly and see where it goes. Like, it's a new year. I'm not gonna say it's a new me, but it's a new year, new mindset, new growth set. I like that. I'm fucking with that. But it's midnight now. I'm gonna end here because I bet he got works in the morning. But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Thanks for tuning in. See you later. Love your girl, Joanna.